Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
I am Connie Whitman, your host, and you're listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. As always, thank you so much for joining us today. So, of course, I have to start with my motivational quote, and it is by my actual guest, Lauren Walker. Now, Lauren says, if you want to affect the physical matter that is your body and the invisible matter that is your mind and your soul, the most effective practice you can learn is how to work with your own energy. Now, question for you. You know, I always start with my question. Do you feel healthy and strong? Or do you suffer from various diseases and ailments? Most of us have some sort of health issue that we need to deal with on a daily basis. Examples might be being overweight, having high blood pressure and maybe cholesterol, diabetes, and the list just seems to go on and on and on. So what can we do and where can we go for answers that heal us from the mind, body, and spiritual level? Well, today my guest, Lauren Walker, is going to discuss her new book, Energy Medicine Yoga, Amplify the Healing Power of Your Yoga Practice and the Energy Medicine Yoga Prescription. Both books won the Nautilus Silver Award for Best Mind Body Book. Now, Lauren's been teaching yoga and meditation since 1997, and she created Energy Medicine Yoga, so it's EM Yoga, while teaching at Norwich University, which is the oldest private military college in the country. The huge success of her work there led directly to the publication of her first book. Now, Lauren teaches EM yoga across the United States as well as internationally and has been featured many times in Yoga Journal as well as Yoga Digest, LA Yoga Magazine, Mantra Plus, and the New York Times. She also trains teachers to teach her highly intuitive, simple healing method. So please, with that, help me welcome my very beautiful and awesome guest, Lauren, to the show. So Lauren, thanks so much for being on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so first question, what is so important to connect, understand, or discover our energy?
So I usually start with my lectures or my workshops or my classes, if I've never been with people before, with a quote from Einstein, which is that energy is all there is. So going from that perspective, that we are just energy vibrating at different frequencies, only appearing like physical matter. And what's so interesting is that everything around us that appears to be solid is actually vibration, light, sound. That's what we are made of. And that carries certain information in it that then is part of what informs the physical body to be what the physical body is with everything that it is, and the mind as well, right? Because remember, these little vibrating packets of information are what we are. And in the aggregate, they become the community of us. So each little packet then becomes a cell and becomes densified or specified into particular organs. And we become us, made up of all of these interlaced, interwoven systems that all work together. So not only do you have your physical body, but you have 9 energy systems that make up the energy body that starts to organize and do just what I was talking about. It helps to create those densified layers. And they're very specific patterns in the body. And they're the same in every body. And so that is the energy that we start to work with. And that then creates what the physical body is and what the physical body becomes. And that also includes the mind and the emotions and all of that, of course, because it's all interwoven. And so there really is no separating apart from apart. And what's fascinating is that Western science is really doing studies to confirm this as well, that the mind-body, it almost is one word. It really is impossible to extricate and say that one doesn't affect the other. They affect each other intimately. So that is a long story about energy. So once you understand energy, then it's kind of the keys to everything.
Yeah, and it's interesting because more and more, we're hearing a lot more about mind, body, spirit, right? That your mind has the capability of healing disease and cancer. And we hear in the news, miracle, a child who had cancer is now healed through energy, whatever, resources. So it's happening more and more. And I think it's kind of ironic that as this new information, it's not new though, right? This, the energy medicine, if you will, has been around for thousands. It's ancient, right? Thousands and thousands of years. Yet it has now come to the forefront and it's more available, right? It's easily available. And we're talking about it in, you know, dinners, you know, with friends. So it's more available. With that said, we've never been less healthy in the last centuries that we are. And I think there was an article that just said on the mortality table, it's the first time that instead of going up from an aging that we're living longer, it's starting to come down because we're eating and so poorly, but the exercise isn't there, body movements aren't there. Now, you mentioned before organs. So I want to dig in a little bit there because I think our organs are crying out for help from all of the toxins and pollutants and everything we're just putting or our bodies are exposed to. How do you help people remove them? And can they be removed?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a whole practice and kind of part of the program is about detoxification, of course, because You are not going to stop focusing on the physical body just because you're also now focusing on the energetic body. Mm-hmm. You want to work on both of them together. And it's actually, it's a mixture of energetic and physical means that help to detox the body. So you are working on a very physical level to actually move lymph out of the particular organs to be eliminated from the body. And then you're working on other kinds of healing different toxins or releasing them from the energy systems as well, because energy can also get stuck and get kind of murky and need to be flushed out and cleaned out and emptied out so that fresh energy can come in. You know, everything is moving all of the time. That's one of the first rules of energy. And so when it can't move, when it gets stuck, which happens in the energetic body, that is the start to other disease patterns that then start to manifest in the physical body. So we want to be doing both. We want to be detoxing the physical body through a physical means, and there's all kinds of diet and nutrition things as well, but physically moving toxins out of the body with lymphatic work, reflex work. It's not lymphatic draining, but it works with the lymph, detoxing the body that way, and then working with the energy, detoxing it that way. And together, it just gives you this more holistic picture of clearing out, right? So, and then the body can do what it wants to do. So the first thing that primarily the body spends its energy doing is digesting. So digesting food, disseminating those nutrients to the body, and eliminating that food. And it's more digesting and elimination, not even so much the disseminating, that takes the bulk of your energy. The second thing that your body spends its energy doing is healing. So if number one gets under control and you're fine, digestion, elimination is all good, then the body can heal. So that's another piece of the detoxing. You talked about the foods we eat and how depleted they are in nutrients. And we could go a whole other episode of a show or, you know, down that pathway.
Totally.
So it really is. Being healthy and thriving is kind of it's a wheel. It's a sort of a spiral of things. It's an integration of many things. It's not just do this one thing, but it's not to be looked at, or I don't look at it like a list of like, check, did that, because then that sort of becomes onerous, and you start to resent of like all the things that I have to do to be healthy. And then it gets this, but it's these things that you start to do that they feel so good while you're doing them. The results of them is so good that it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to do that. And then you start to look at other things in your life, your thoughts and your emotions, and start to kind of work with those as well. And start to see the places that we make things difficult, and we kind of criticize ourselves and put these stumbling blocks in our way. And so then we sort of start to dismantle that as well. So we're working like all different angles, but it's not, I think it's a really joyful experience, even when you're going through difficult things, because you're always evolving towards feeling better, like feeling better in this moment, and then ultimately having those moments become your life, your experience.
Yeah, now, you said before that we have, it starts with those energy blocks, and that then ultimately causes the diseases, right? Which totally makes sense. Can you give an example of, you know, people are, oh, energy block, yeah, yeah, but what does that actually mean? Do you have an example of what an energy block, where it might stem from?
Yeah, well, I'll answer both parts of those, where it might stem from, but then how do you know, what does it mean to have one? So the body speaks, and the energy of your body speaks in a particular language. And that's part of what I'm teaching in energy medicine yoga, is that language. And so the body is speaking to you, and you're starting to understand what it's telling you, and then making decisions and choices based on that information. And one of the languages of the body is pain. And that's the one that most people like, oh yeah, your energy, that's right, okay, pain, right? So we all have that experience, and that's your body giving you information. Here's something I say to classes, everyone's kind of has this quizzical look, nothing in your body should hurt, ever, period. Nothing in your body should hurt, let me say that again. Okay, so if something in your body hurts, it's giving you information. Now, some things are obvious. You break your leg, that's going to be painful. You know, you get a cut, that's going to be painful. You have a tumor, that's going to be painful, right? So, but that's reflective of other things that are going on. But some of the things that we do in gaining this intimacy and understanding of the body's language, one of the exercises we'll do, and I'll just show you right there, it's called clearing the gates, and it's massaging. Can you see my hands
there? Yes, I can. That's lovely.
Yeah, you're massaging down in between the bones and tendons of the fingers, and then pinching off in the gully. And you're doing that on all of the hands, on both of the hands, in between and pinching off the gully. And you're going down from the wrist towards the fingertips. And then you go down the fingers themselves.
Cool.
So you can spend however much time on this. You can use some oils. But what you're doing is feeling, do you have any soreness? Do you have any soreness or tenderness in any of those points?
Yes, I do. Now, it's funny. Right here, my right hand, right, can you see that? Right below the in the palm by the pinky finger. A little sensitive.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's giving you some information. So here's what you're going to do with that information. The first thing you're going to do is just pay attention. So you're going to start to do this practice every day in your yoga practice, or, you know, you can do it in the shower, in the bathtub, or at work when you're reading emails, but you don't need to be using your hands for anything.
That's great.
And so you're going to do that as part of something. You're going to do that every day or every other day. And you're going to notice in a week, wow, that doesn't hurt anymore. That's cool. Okay, so then you just resolved an energy blockage in your body. Now, had you not resolved that, what would happen is it would get hurt. It would start to hurt more and more. Maybe it would get calcified in some way. Maybe by the time you looked at it, it was because some blood vessels is broken, and now there's a little bit of a black and blue there or something. And then you would say, "Oh wow, what's going on here? I've got a problem here." And then you take care of it. Maybe you go to the doctor. The doctor gives you antibiotics or something like that, which causes its whole other host of things, right? Or you don't deal with it even then, and it gets worse and worse. And also now you have arthritis in that pinky, and you can't really bend it or straighten it. And right, so there's a whole, and that takes time for that all to unfold. At the very start is, that's funny. I never did this before, massage my hand like this before, but now that I do, got a little funny thing there. So just something that simple, that's an energy blockage in the body. And that, it goes all the way through. You know, I've seen studies that say by the time cancer appears in your body, it has been growing for 10 to 17 years. So you've had that whole time frame that if you knew the language of the body intimately, so that when it was saying like, hey, real quiet, like, hey, that you would hear that and be like, okay, great, let's deal with that. We all have cancer cells in our body all the time. And if you have a healthy and strong immune system, it deals with them. That's what your body does. It heals. It sees something that's off. Nope, we don't need this in here. And it deletes it. But if you're fatigued or stressed and your systems are down and you're low and you're, you know, not eating well and like all of these things that we can tend to spiral into, then those little things that we might have caught the whisper and then we like clear the energy and you know, we keep neutralizing, we keep coming back to center and we keep coming into this place where the body is continually healing moment to moment.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating. I'll share with you, my sister, my younger sister actually had two bouts of breast cancer and, you know, finally had the double mastectomy and knock on wood is thriving. She's just doing really beautifully. The interesting thing, the hospital where she had in New Jersey, where she had the surgery and went back, they now have part of their program is this more holistic approach where they offer meditation classes, yoga, you know, after the cancer, which I think is brilliant. And the really cool thing is she found an energy healer, which she had never done before. Now, I've been working with different energy healers and different holistic practices. I'm 57. I'm going to say when I turned about 40, I started to get interested, and then I would go for Reiki, you know, massage, obviously. Energy healers, different energy healers. I use a lot of oils in my life and in my baths and Epsom salts and stuff like that. So you keep reading and learning. And she never really did. And now recently, she's been working with this wonderful, who she, you know, loves, this energy healer. And there's a lot of oils and light energy and sound healing and meditation and Reiki. And so she's doing all these things. And I have never seen her happier, lighter, more at peace with herself. It's working, you know, and she realized, because I'll say, how are you doing? She goes, I'm doing great, you know. She's buying jewelry that the energy healer's recommending with stones, right, because the different crystals have different healing energies. And I know some people, you know, this is on a business platform, this show, but if we aren't healthy, Lauren, inside, mind, body, spirit, how can we be healthy and thriving in our businesses with our clients, you know, leading people, whatever it might be, you know, on that corporate realm? So again, you know, I see the difference in my sister going from you mentioned eating healthy. I just want to comment on that. Her and my brother-in-law have been eating organic, low fat, low carb, high protein, you know, very balanced meals for over a decade. And she had a double heart attack at 49. She's not overweight. Again, you know, exercises, the whole thing. They walk and all of that. It happens, right? Because something else was off. And she definitely, I think, had energy blocks. And now she's addressing it, I think she believes, too, at the core. And I just want to share one more quick story because I want you to do most of the talking in the interview. But I had torn my meniscus many years ago working out on an elliptical machine. And after that injury, I've had chronic pain in my knee, which is where my energy block definitely settled because there was a little bit of a weakness there. So I worked with an energy healer. We did some muscle testing. I'm sure you've heard of that. And she worked with me for maybe a few weeks. Knock on wood, I have not had that pain back. I don't even think about that knee anymore, where before I would get up, before I'd move, I'd think, watch your knee. I'd get out of the car, watch your knee. I don't even think about it anymore. So clearly we worked through whatever those energy blocks were in my knee. So this stuff is so real and so cool, but it's not as hard as everybody thinks it is, right?
Absolutely. That's actually the kind of crux of the whole thing. It's almost laughably easy and simple to do and to use. You know, I think you mentioned something just a while back about how despite all the advances in medicine and everything, we seem to be sicker today. And that now people are open to all of these energy things. So, you know, a piece of that is absolutely the detoxification of our food supplies and our just general cleaning products, you know, Febreze, Roundup, like those things. We now know they are literally toxins and toxic and killing us. But there was this belief then, you know, of this mechanistic idea of health and healing that really took hold and, you know, the silver bullet and this, the answer to everything and, you know, and also diminished then any other options or ideas. And as we learn scientifically that the body is quantum as opposed to mechanistic, in other words, it's intertwined systems of energy. It's also, the whole financial piece behind it is, you know, that, again, that's another show, but we could talk about that for your business, the business part of it, because it really is business, right? It's business that has diminished the natural healing.
Yep.
But as yep. that increases, it's because of how simple and easeful it is. Like, there's the side effects are, you know, non-existent, and it's the truth of who we are too. So it changes and shifts our cosmology and our idea of how we accept the universe to be. Because if we have energy coursing through us that is healing, that is co-creative, that is creative, that is available to us. I mean, literally, we draw it in from around us, like plants, right? But with energy. So then you see how that ripples out and changes the whole cosmology of the world and how we live, right? That energy is available to everything. And, right, you know, Tesla was finding that we could power the whole planet on that kind of energy. So it has ramifications that are wild and would change, shift the entire structure of how our world is organized. And so you could see that there's a lot of resistance, and some of that comes in, oh, this is woo-woo, whatever.
Yes.
And so to try to diminish the power of it, when the truth is, like, this is actually how the universe is created and how we are created and how we were all not even meant to, but that opportunity to live in that paradigm is equally as possible as living in the one we do now, where we're breaking ourselves down, the planet down, each other down, in this mad quest for something that we don't actually even know or could identify, really. So it's a cosmology. So this work really, it touches on all levels, and it's so simple, which is, again, part of that cosmology. But I want to touch on one other thing really quickly before we move on. And that is your sister. When you were talking about her diet, I just want to throw something in that to me is so important, and I think sometimes it gets overlooked. So you said the things that she was eating, all organic, excellent, yes, absolutely. Low carbs, absolutely, I'm with that. High protein, yes. Fat. Not low fat. That is a myth that has been sold to us that is completely the opposite. And that is that we need fat. Fat, that is the number one thing you need to heal, to thrive, to overcome anything, to rebuild. Fat, 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 fat. So
good, healthy fats.
Eating a low fat.
Good, healthy fats.
Good, healthy fats, yes. Not potato chips and ice cream, but raw organic fats, avocado, coconut. Yeah. If you eat dairy, raw organic dairy, butter, cheese, ice cream made with raw honey, like, it's delicious, this diet, but she's got to eat raw organic fats.
Yeah,
and all of us.
Yeah, and it's funny because she does eat avocados, and she does eat healthy fats. Like, she eats the good fats. When I said low fat, I mean, like, no chips, no sugary sweets. That's what I was saying with a low fat. But yes, I'm telling you, she was the epitome in our family. I would be like, oh, she really, everything she eats is so good and healthy. And then on the flip side, she's the one who, between my other siblings and myself, she's the one who seems to have these very severe physical ailments. And I do think it was because something else, again, I think she had energy blocks, and she's definitely working on them, and whatever her demons are, you know, she's working on it. You know, what's so funny too, Lauren, that you said, you know, the silver bullet, we all are looking for the magic pill to lose weight, the magic pill to heal, you know, or lower our diabetes. When you listen to the TV with the commercials, with the medications, the side effects are worse than the disease that you have in the first place. So it's there's no silver bullet. And what you teach is really that holistic approach. And you're right, it's so simple. It's a little mind-blowing that more of us aren't grabbing on and going for it. And I want to ask you another question. You know, we talk about, and I want to jump into your EM yoga, right, the energy medicine yoga. Why should someone do that versus, like, a standard yoga class? Because I know a lot of people listening do yoga.
So really, I mean, for all the reasons that we were just talking about, you know, energy that starts in our, the vibration and moves out to how the whole universe works, you know, I've never gotten to sort of share that before on an interview, like the wide perspective of how this really affects everything.
Sure.
And it starts at the infinitesimal. I mean, those little vibrations are called Planck oscillators. They're the smallest thing of the thingness of anything. So in an EM yoga class, to like bring it back into how does this, what does this mean for me? In an EM yoga class, we are working with that idea and those ideas of how energy works in our bodies for healing and how that reflects and refracts everything else that goes on. So that is the tantra, the weaving together of different things. So that is, you know, working with the energy blockages on the energetic level and then working physically to move energies out of the body, like we talked about with the lymph, and then bringing energies in particular patterns in the body, like this crossover pattern, like your DNA. It's the most important energy pattern in the body. So ways that we do to influence those. And then we also work with our emotions, which are also a huge component of healing and having vibrant health, is having that. Just like we detox daily with this little practice, we also detox our emotions daily. So removing residual by kind of moving through this wheel. And it's not about, you know, having a session with your shrink or something like that, journaling or talking about all that your issues. It's literally a physical practice with vocalizations that work on the energy of your emotions. So that gets released in this continual, really easeful way. And emotions have a huge impact on our health. We know now the science behind that physiology, that our emotions affect our physiology and vice versa. Our physiology affects our emotions. And so that is part of every disease pattern we have in the body as well. So we work with those. So all of that within the context of a yoga practice, whether it's a 20-minute practice, basic, just wake up and, you know, but a full practice in 20 minutes or 40 or an hour and a half, it is as tailor-made as any kind of yoga that you can do for yourself out there. And if you already have a yoga practice, you weave this in and it becomes an energy medicine yoga practice, no matter what style or tradition you're already practicing. So it's really a way to get in and really bloom that practice holistically. So it's affecting every part of your life in a positive way, even though it's just within this, you know, short time frame on the mat.
So if I do yoga, I do it every Monday. That's how I start my week, Monday mornings, typically, unless I'm with a client. I try to keep my Monday mornings free so I schedule it, I go, I do my yoga. By no means am I advanced, okay? I'm not that flexible. But I will tell you that I think I would be beginner to intermediate level from an ability standpoint, okay? So do you is it hard to incorporate what you're recommending if I'm a beginner and I've never done yoga before? Does it amplify the difficulty of poses and stuff like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. No, not at all. So, again, if you've got a practice and you go to a class, which is wonderful, then there are tools that you can simply implement into that class that you already take. So you can learn a couple of different poses. You can learn the wake up, which is the basic essential kind of reset of your energy system. And you start to do that at the beginning of your yoga class. You might insert a few things in your class. You might sneak back and practice in the back corner so people are like, huh, what's she doing? But then, you know, after a while, people are going to be like, huh, what's she doing? She's like, I see some change or something, you know, and then you're going to start sharing energy medicine yoga with your people. Your teacher will go get certified. That's how it happens. I'm not kidding you. Again and again and again. But I have online classes, all different length of classes, and I have a course, several on Daily Om, dailyom.com. You can just put my name in, and you can build yourself a home EM yoga practice that builds 1 to 3 minutes a day, and you create this practice over 8 weeks, and you've got a practice that ends up being 15 to 25 minutes long, depending on what you're needing And that's your little home practice that you do every day. And
that's amazing.
Again, we've talked about it, so powerful and so easy. So that's a resource as well.
Yeah, I will post that on the Web Talk Radio platform because people commute with us. So don't pull over or don't write this down. I will post it on the Web Talk, but then they can go into that link and start to put your name in and then start to build their practice. Do you find or do the people that you work with, is the EM yoga even more relaxing, do you find?
You know, it's the only practice that I do anymore. And so, you know, it's a little hard for me to say that. There are definitely techniques that we use that I haven't experienced before in other yoga classes. Cool. That are about calming the nervous system. And again, you know, bringing the energy system. So once you're able to communicate, you sort of know how to bring it online, how to bring it offline, how to, you know, calm certain areas of the mind and the physical body. So, you know, absolutely, we've got some really beautiful restorative classes that it's all about bringing the body into relaxation. And even just simple things, rubbing your hands together and then cupping them over your eyes. We do this at the start of Shavasana, the end of practice. So just do that before your next Shavasana in a yoga class. And I could tell you all the things that it's doing, but just do it and see what it does for you. And again, that's just another piece of energy medicine yoga that you can weave in to your practice right now.
Yeah, and how easy is that? I mean, that took you like 2 seconds, right? Rub your hands together, put them over your eyes, and then you go and you start that meditative part at the end of the yoga practice. It's amazing. We're almost out of time. I have so many more questions, so I really do think we should do another show. This is fascinating to me because I do the yoga and I do work with energy healers and crystals and all these things that are just part of my life now that you don't even think about, kind of thing. So we definitely have to do another show. So that's what's firing in my head right now. So I'm fast forwarding. Connie has to come back, right? I have to come back to here and now. We're almost out of time, which I'm disappointed with. But can you share what's the easiest way for people to start? Is it through buy your book? Or do the practice that we'll send them the link? What, again, especially if people do not do yoga and are thinking, wow, I'm kind of intrigued by this, what's the best way for them to connect, etc.? You know?
Yeah, so it really depends what kind of a learner you are. You know, the book is really wonderful, easily laid out, and that's the book, the course is based on that over the 8-week series. And the online course, if you're a visual learner and you want to be there in the studio with me, and my little dog is there too for a lot of it, so you know, if that's how you like to learn as well, and there are some journal prompts in there. So, you know, it's really nice, I think, to have them both together. It depends what kind of an investment you want to make, a book or a video or both. The video is on a sliding scale, so you can pay what feels good for you. So I think as an entry, those two would be where I would start. And again, just depending on which way you like to go with that. But yeah.
And for the book, is book on Amazon too, as well as your website, which we'll give your website as well. But is it on Amazon? It is.
Yep, you can get it on Amazon and Abe Books or Powell's, or go to your local bookseller and say, hey, you should carry this yoga teacher's books. They're wonderful. And so, yeah, however it works for you, you can get them everywhere.
And I do, the other thing too, Lauren, I love that you did. First of all, the book was laid out, like you said, very easy peasy. To follow the website. Let me give the website because that's how they can, if they choose, they can enroll. And the other thing, I will make sure on the platform we put that so that they can build their yoga practice by putting your name in again, so that they learn, you know, from you. So the website is www.em, E like elephant, M like Mary, energy medicine, yoga.net. And if you'd like, if you have questions or unsure or don't know which way to go, please reach out to Lauren. She gave me her email, which is info@emyoga.net. So thank you so much for that and for being on the show and sharing your information. And after we stop the recording, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you have to come back and do another show. is that okay? So, clients and colleagues and friends say, no one says no to Connie Whitman. So, you'll definitely be on again. But Lauren, all joking aside, it's such a valuable pieces of information that, I'm going to start doing this, the hands exercise every day. There, even while you're watching TV at night when you're trying to, kind of quiet the mind or whatever you do, do these exercises while you're doing emails at work. And it's very relaxing to do that one simple little trick that you shared. So thank you for that. Everything will be posted, guys, on the Web Talk Radio Enlightenment of Change platform. So look for it there. Also, if you have questions for me directly or you need information or help from me with sales, service, coaching, whatever it might be, or to get in contact with my amazing guests that I have on week in and week out, please reach out to me directly with my email, which is Connie@WhitmanAssociates.com, and I do respond personally. Lauren, thank you just so much again, and you've just made me feel so great today with your wonderful energy. By the way, it's contagious, and I hope everyone is feeling just the natural beauty of your energy. I really do hope that they are feeling that as well. So thank you so much for being on.
Thank you. It was really lovely speaking with you. Have a beautiful day, all of you out there too.
Yes, thank you. And I hope you guys will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together just how to do these little pieces of change in our lives that really can create magic, right, on the onset. And it's usually easier than we think, just like Lauren showed us today with that simple hand exercise. So thank you again, Lauren. Thank you all for joining me this week on the show. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. Thank you, everyone. Have an inspired and peaceful week. Thanks.
You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. To learn more about Connie, visit her website, whitmanassoc.com. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad you were here.